Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, my name's Brandon.
Brandon, what's up?
So I went out, I guess I didn't go out on a date with this girl, but she's completely ghosted me. I'm trying to figure out why.
Well, maybe because you didn't go out with her? What exactly does that mean?
How do you know her? Yeah, what's the connection?
So she and I, we met through a mutual friend.
Okay.
I actually have a friend that dates her sister.
Okay.
So we all got together. I guess we kind of did a hangout, or maybe it was a double date. But we all got together, and she and I, we really hit it off. I was like, oh, you know, I had really nice chemistry with her. So I invited her over to my house for dinner. I love to cook, so I was like, oh, you know, come over, I'll cook you a little something. And she
That's
did.
Nice. Aw.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was a lot of fun. It was nice having her over at the house. The food was good. I take a lot of pride in my cooking. And then she did seem like she left a little bit earlier than I would have thought she would, but she seemed like she liked the food, but now I haven't heard her back.
That's weird. You've tried all the ways to get hold of her, right, Brandon?
Yes.
Hmm.
Maybe it's our turn, Nancy.
I think so. To the rescue!
Da-da-da!
Okay, Brandon, so we're going to call her. Did he say her name?
I don't think so. What was her name,
no.
Brandon?
Her name is Kayla.
Kayla. Okay, so we'll call Kayla. So if you can hang out for about 10 minutes or so, we'll get this all. We'll figure it out, right, Woody?
That's right. We'll try.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
What's happening?
So, Brandon, you said, I'm very intrigued by this, and I always love to meet a guy who can cook, because Woody says he can't cook at all.
No.
So what did you make?
I ended up keeping it simple, and I made spaghetti and meatball.
Can't go wrong there.
No, you can't. No, you can't. I admire that. Garlic bread?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to use that garlic bread at the end to clean up all the sauce, right?
That's something.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. It adds a level of class.
Yeah.
It just makes it nice and romantic, you know, makes it very classy.
And you had candles. I bet you had the whole deal, didn't you?
Man, Brandon sounds fun. Let's help him out. Brandon, be real quiet, okay? We're getting ready to call Kayla.
All right.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Kayla?
Yes. Who's this?
This is Nancy and Woody. We're calling from K99.1 FM, the country music station here in the area.
Yeah, I love you guys. How's it going?
Great. We see you're from Waynesville, and Woody and I grew up just down the road in South Charleston.
She's a Spartan.
Even though we were bitter rivals in school.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah. So, hey, we're calling you to try to get to the bottom of something, right, Woody?
Yeah.
Would you say that?
She sounds very familiar with us
here.
She does. So she knows exactly why we're calling.
Yeah.
It's second date update, Kayla.
Okay.
Well, Brandon gave us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Said he invited you over for dinner, made you some spaghetti and meatballs, and you have just vanished.
Now, the only thing I could think of is maybe since she manages a restaurant, maybe the food wasn't up to par.
But he seemed like he was pretty confident.
He was. Candles and the whole deal, girl? What happened?
Oh, geez. Okay. I'm really sorry you know what? I'm not sorry, because it's actually, it really bothers me what happened. No, the food was fine. It has nothing to do with my knowledge of food. He's actually a very nice and attractive guy. Dinner was really great. He's really a great cook. I was impressed, for sure. But after dinner, I was just really repulsed by what happened. He took the table scraps on the plates and then let his dog lick them clean.
Seems normal.
What? Like he just fed the dogs the scraps, or how did he give them to the dogs?
No, he gave them the scraps, but he let them lick the plates clean, like the plates that we were eating on, lick them clean, and then, okay, I was like, whatever, maybe people do that with dogs, that's fine, but then I asked him, if he washes the plates after the dogs were done, because he kind of put them over to the side, as if they were already cleaned, and he says sometimes he cleans them.
I'm not believing any of this. Are you serious, girl?
He said dogs have cleaner mouths than humans. Yes, I'm serious. So, he doesn't see the need to wash the dishes and silverware. if the dogs lick them completely clean. I'm so grossed out.
It is a scientific fact that a dog's mouth is cleaner than even tap water.
Brandon, no.
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
So you don't wash them after the dogs lick them clean, Brandon?
Let's clarify this. Is that true?
So the thing is, I do sometimes, and it kind of depends. I mean, if my dog cleans, like licks the plate clean, then I don't need to do that. He literally licked the plate clean.
So poor
now,
Kayla.
Will I do that sometimes? Of course. I mean, I guess maybe I just do it. Most of the time I do it when it's like maybe just me at the house. Like, what am I going to do? I'm trying to eat something fast. I'm not going to wash a clean plate. And I got news for you guys. A lot of people do it. I mean, Woody, I know you've got dogs, so you know that too. Lots of people, we do that.
Yeah, I feed my dogs the table scraps, but you're fancier than I am. We use paper plates at my house, so.
And you don't recycle those. Brandon, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So the plates that you served your delicious spaghetti and meatballs on, had they been traditionally cleaned or were they doggy cleaned?
Oh,
when you use them.
I don't remember, but I'm sure they were fine.
Oh, Lord, Brandon.
Oh, my God.
I keep all my clean dishes all together, so I'm sure they were fine.
Well, is this actually clean or is this dog clean?
He didn't know. He didn't know.
I'm a clean person, everybody. Wasn't my house clean, Kayla?
No comment.
I, you know what? I love that you're close to your dog, and I get that because, you know, our boss, Nick, who always sits in here to make sure, he used to let his kitty sit at the table, right?
Sure.
Boo sat at the table. Your dog doesn't have a place at the table, does
he? Give him french fries.
Yeah?
No.
And you give your cat water. Out of your own hand.
Yeah. Hand fed, we call it. But not on our plates, though.
Okay. Not on the plates. I can see where Kayla's coming from, that it is, you know.
Gross.
Because, I mean, because dogs are not like cats. And I'm a dog person, too, but dogs are kind of...
Oh, yeah.
You know, blah, 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 blah. And so it's probably very enthusiastic. Am I right, Kayla?
Oh, I can't do this. I'm really sorry, but, like, I cannot... We cannot go out. I'm really, really sorry. Ugh, that's just repugnant.
That's a big word.
I'm fancy word.
I know. All right, well, this is the point where we offer you guys to go out on that second date where we can send them out, right, Nancy? We'd pick up the transportation.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, and this would be someone else who's cooking.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kayla, but you both have to agree to go out again.
No, now. Absolutely not.
Okay. You seem like a nice guy, Brandon. Well, just, you know.
Well, I mean, thank you. That was harsh, but... I mean, hey, I'm a dog person, and it's okay. I understand that she's not.
You keep loving on those dogs, Brandon.
I will.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.